All right. Good to see everybody. Thanks for coming. Thank you very much. I see some surprise in the room. Yeah. You thought the only thing we had were sweatshirts and shorts, right? Tennis shoes.
John, a lot of your guys saying today that they were admittedly and honestly still kind of on that high from the win yesterday. How are you feeling about it?
Well, it was a great win, you know, and we're feeling great about it. But first of all, the Patriots, I thought the Patriots had a tremendous season. You know, they're a great football team led by a great coach, a great quarterback, just a really good football team. And to win up there in that environment with that tradition, you know, and the history they have is a great accomplishment by our guys. Coach Belichick, after the game, was just so classy, you know, in what he said. And in that moment, you know, it's a tough moment. We've all been there, and, you know, he's been there as much as anybody, but he's been on the other side a lot, too, and he understands what it's like to be on that other side moving on. So that was really a meaningful thing for our team and for me. But congratulations to our players, to our coaches. I think our guys have done just a tremendous job all year of battling through adversity and overcoming, you know, the tough things that really make you into a football team and becoming a close football team. And that's what it was. It was a team victory. It wasn't about one guy. It wasn't about any group of guys. It wasn't about one side of the ball. It was about a football team playing really good football in one of the biggest moments, you know, that football has to offer. And that's what I'm so proud of as a football coach. Well, as far as the schedule goes, we'll be preparing this week as if we were playing the game this week. So that's how you do it. You know, we'll be going to work right away. The destination is, you know, is a 3.5 to 4 hour window on 2 weeks from, you know, yesterday evening. But we'll have to get as far down the road in our preparation this week as we possibly can, and we'll try to take advantage of every minute we possibly can to get ready to play this team. This team that we're going to play is a great football team. They're extremely well coached, I'd have to say. They look somewhat familiar in a lot of ways. I think Jim's just done a great job with the team. I'm proud of him. I'm proud of what he's accomplished as a coach, but more so as a man, you know, as a family man, as a father, as a husband, as a brother and son stuff. But, you know, their football team reflects his personality. They're tough. They're hard-nosed. They're physical. They play field position football. They've added the element of big plays. I think this year they're a big-time big play threat. So all those things, we're just going to have to get prepared for a really great football team, and we'll go to work on that this week.
Sometimes to achieve greatness, you have to do bold things, and both of you and your brother did that this year, your brother making a quarterback change, you making a change at offensive coordinator. I mean, is that just part of this whole process, or I mean, do you look back on it now and say that was a bold move?
I don't know. It was a move that was the best move at the time we felt. That's what we said, Mark, at the time. We just said that was the best thing for our football team. You know, all the contributions and all the work that had gone into what we'd done before that had gotten us to that point and put us in position to move on from there. So to me, it all goes kind of together in total. It was an important move, but, you know, hey, Joe made some bold throws. You know, Anquan made bold catches. The defense made bold plays. There was bold hits. Look at Bernard Pollard, for instance. There were bold coverage plays on special teams. There were bold kicks. I mean, to me, that's the boldness of football. You know, that's really what matters, and the credit, you know, goes to the players. Well, I mean, like I've said before, he's a really solid football coach, first of all. He's a very, you know, he's been around. He's coached both sides of the ball. He's been a head coach. He's done it all, you know. But he's mainly a really good guy. You know, he's a good person, and I think he's genuine. He's to the point. He doesn't mince his words, and he coaches football, you know, from the beginning of the day until the end of the day, and the guys appreciate that.
John, is your offense right now more confident than it's ever been since you and Joe Flacco have been here? I think it's 8 straight trips to the red zone. You scored touchdowns.
Well, I mean, I always believe confidence usually follows success. You know, it's hard to – you can be fake confident. You know, if you haven't really done anything, you can kind of walk around with a false bravado. You know, our guys are always – I think they take humility in first, you know, hungry and humble and hungry. You know, that's something we hear around here a lot. But to have success, especially in the last couple of weeks, the way we have, is definitely going to generate some confidence.
You won yesterday and are going to the Super Bowl. Has that sunk in yet?
Yeah, it's sunk in. It's right there. We get it. You know, we won, and we're going to the Super Bowl. Woke up this morning and, you know, read your column probably, and you said we won, so we're good. You know, we're moving on. But no, we're feeling good about it. We're excited about it. What starts to sink in is the depth of the challenge. you know, and the challenge is a tough one.
John, I'm sure you talked to your brothers and you found out that you guys are going to be meeting. Is there anything you can share about that conversation that you had with them? And at what point do you guys stop talking for that?
Yeah, that's a good question. We haven't talked yet. We've both been pretty swamped just in the planning. You know, I'm not the kind of guy that plans ahead too much. We had a thought about what we might do, for these couple weeks, but it's been pretty much a busy day just trying to organize our plan for the next 2 weeks. So I talked to my mom and dad last night. That was a great conversation. And just thanks to my mom and dad, you know, and Joni over in Indiana. We just couldn't be more thankful. Couldn't have been brought up in better, you know, in a better situation. Couldn't have had more fun. And they're having fun right now, you know. And can't wait to see them down there in New Orleans. It's going to be a great time. Yeah, you know, you go to sleep at night, you sleep, and you get up, and you go into work. Isn't that what you do? You know, that's what we'll do, you know. So, no, he doesn't go to sleep at night, he goes out. See, we don't do that. That's the difference. You know, we'll be going to bed at night. It'll be work. It really will be work. I mean, we've got too much work to do. We're in season, so this is the biggest game of the year. You know, this is the best 2 weeks of the NFL football season. It's the weeks that you work for. The thing I'm so happy about is that our guys get to be together. You know, it's such a great moment because we get to be together for two more weeks with this football team. You know, where you're sitting right now is where they sit in the team meeting, and you look out and you see all these guys. This group will never be together again as that group. They'll never be the same. That's the way it is with every team. So to extend that now for two more weeks into the ultimate game is really the ultimate opportunity, you know, and we're going to do everything we can to make the most of it. Well, you know, it's been said so many times, and OJ, he said it after the game. I think it got on TV, I hope, what he said to our team. But that's who he is. Our strength is made perfect in our weakness, in our greatest weakness. And here OJ is visibly, you know, in a weakened physical state, yet in an incredibly strong spiritual and intellectual place. And he shows that every day. I mean, he's just a shining light in the building, and we all definitely are energized by that.
John, how does having been through Super Bowl preparation with the Eagles help you in this situation as a head coach?
Well, I got a book, you know, got a book that we had, the order of the schedules and everything. So, you know, I haven't had a chance to look at it yet, though. The experience of having been there and understanding, you know, kind of how it works, having been down there, gone through the process, understanding the schedule's different and that you adjust to it and it'll be a Super Bowl week schedule and that's okay. That the game is different, the length of the game, the pregame, the halftime, all those things are different than a regular game, and just trying to, you know, prepare our guys for that. We've had a few guys who played in Super Bowls, so they can, you know, share that as well. And we've had a few coaches that have won Super Bowls, so along with a couple players, so it's all good.
The win over Denver, you shared with the team a text message from Steve Bisciotti. He was actually there yesterday on the field. Without getting into details, what was the gist of his message to you and the team after the game?
He said, I think the word "I love you," you know, came out of his mouth to a lot of different people, you know, and that's kind of who he is, kind of leader he is. You know, he's the kind of guy that he wants you to know that he cares about you, and I think he's proud of us. You know, it's like, like any boss, you guys got bosses. You know, they put their arm around you and they tell you, good job. That means a lot. Yeah. But, it happens, actually, Mark. It happens. Yeah, it does mean a lot. It means a lot for all the guys to have an opportunity and to be, you know, a part of that, to be the head coach for that, you know, the players, the coaches, you know, the coaches' families, the organization, the families in the organization, you know, to be able to be, you know, involved with that, you know, as a leader is a huge thing. And it makes you feel really good, you know, and try to go make the most of it.